Yo, what's up, everybody? We did it. What's up, everybody? Fucking did it. Did it, bro. We fucking competed. February, December 15th. Worked so hard for so long. Went through so much. And I fucking did it, guys. I went on stage. And it was honestly one of the funnest, most amazing, surreal experiences I've ever had. I walked on stage and I was not nervous. I wasn't scared. I was just so prepared and just excited and ready. And I was just so happy when I got on that stage. And it was honestly one of the most beautiful moments I've ever had in my life. I took second in the novice bodybuilding. And I took second in the open bodybuilding, middleweight category for both. I think it was like 6th in classic physique, but technically I didn't place. But I don't care. That was a stacked-ass classic, though. Woo! The guy that won in my class won the overall. So, great, great, great experience overall. I had so much fun. I met so many people backstage. Guys, like I said, just the feeling of accomplishing a goal. And I know most people, when they go to go on stage and basically fucking speedo, and sounds nerve-wracking to people. And honestly, I didn't practice posing in my speedo. I wore my speedo twice. I wore it the day I got it and the day I walked on stage. Because I didn't need to. I don't know. I just felt like if I did wear it, for my first time, like, I'm not gonna do it again, but for my first time, it just felt like if I did wear it, I'd just be thinking so much, like, damn, you look like this, damn, you look like that. And I literally tightened up, like, perfectly for the day of the show, so I didn't look my best until the morning of when I walked on stage, which is amazing. Like, so my confidence was perfect, like, everything was fun. I had such a great support group. Both my coaches were there. It was the most amazing, surreal experience I've ever accomplished in my entire life. Every single one of, like, my friends that supported me along the way, everybody that supported me along the way came and showed their support and their love for me, and they were not scared. They did not hold back, and it was such an amazing feeling, everybody. Man, guys, and it's crazy because I binged after. Not crazy. I mean, I ate a lot. Like, to you guys, it might look crazy, but to me, it wasn't crazy. And I woke up this morning, made some coffee, and I was just such a good mood. I could have went out and partied last night, and we kind of attempted it, and just everybody was just like, you know, I'm okay. You know, I'm kind of done, and I agreed. I wasn't tired at all. I was perfect. I felt amazing after. It was such, guys, when I walked on stage, I just had the biggest smile on my face. I hit all my poses. The head judge was the head judge for the Mr. Olympia, Steve Weinberg. I don't know if you guys know who he is. It was such a great experience, man. When I walked out on that stage, it's like I was there. Like, I did everything I needed to do. Yes, I could have practiced posing more. Yes, I could have done a little more cardio. Yes, I could have done anything. But it just, none of that mattered, because it was late that last night when I was in my room, and early that morning when I woke up at 4:30. It was in my head that what's done is done. There's nothing I can change about it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing, guys. And I accepted that, and I'm like, it's your time, baby. And I meditated for about 10 minutes the night before and 10 minutes the night the day of. And I listened to some music, and I was ready. It was amazing, guys. It was amazing. Man. You guys don't even know. I'm going to fuse this podcast with my It's one day before podcast. I'm going to make it one big podcast because it was short and I was tired. And I want you guys to see before where my head was at and after where my head is at now and how I felt before and how I feel after. It was amazing. I was so depleted before and just such like, I was emotional and I was excited and I was nervous. It was so weird. And then when I got to the room, guys, oh man, I've never felt more at home in my life. It was such a great experience, man. I am so happy. Like you just know when you. It's so weird, man. Like, my whole life, I always wanted to know, like, what I wanted to do and where I belong. And I don't know if I'll end up as, like, a top-tier pro bodybuilder. But right now, what I know is, like, I belong on that fucking stage. Like, it is amazing, that feeling. And honestly, I held a lot back when I was on that stage because when I saw the crowd, I embraced them, like, I was like, yes. Like, I had to do two routines, one for bodybuilding, one for classic. And my classic one, I fucking botched. I skipped a few things. I messed up my transition, but I just didn't care because I was having so much fun and the crowd. And I'm tearing up right now because everybody, I heard my friends screaming and like they saw me suffering. They saw everything I've been through. It was such a good feeling. Like, it was amazing. Man, guys, honestly, the feeling of really getting a big goal, like a year goal, this is what you should do. You write down five huge goals, that's it, five huge goals, life goals, that you it will take you your whole life, okay, then you cut those down into smaller goals, those five and subcategory into 5, 10 years, 5 years down to a year. That's what's most important. A year, then you take that year goal and you so my bodybuilding competition, and then you see how do I make sure I accomplish this yearly goal, and you set it out and you map it out. And I'm telling you guys, the feeling of having this goal and accomplishing it the way I accomplished it is the most amazing feeling in the world. I am, like, forever a changed person in every way of my life. And mentally extremely strong. Physically extremely strong. Spiritually extremely stronger. And an hour on the treadmills, you're by yourself. You know, you can't do nothing. I don't listen to music. I listen to, it just depends, obviously, but I listen to, like, these motivational things, but after a while, motivational videos don't work. I just listen to things that, like, kind of help me. I listen to almost every time I went up there. Conor McGregor, he has this little thing. It's about 15 minutes, just basically from his life, from when he first started and after. And what I like about it the most is his mentality throughout the whole thing. I listen to Kai Greene's speeches. I listen to audiobooks, podcasts, but a lot of these times I listen to binaural beats and I've just meditated and I just dealt with whatever I was dealing with, and I pushed myself and I cried on that Stairmaster. I'm not fucking embarrassed. I tell everybody that shit. I'm not embarrassed at all because they didn't see me crying. I tell them I cried on that fucking Stairmaster. I cried every time on that Stairmaster. I became a maniac, and I'm just such a different person from February to now. Like, I did it. Like, this is honestly the first real goal I've ever accomplished in my entire life where I finished. Like, I have the personality where I go super hard on things and then I self-sabotage. And I just learned that about myself, and I put myself in the position where it'd be impossible to self-sabotage, where there was just too many things going on, too many people counting me. I told everybody in my circle, and then from then on, no, what I did first was I knew my goal. And I went out and looked for a coach. And I found a great coach, a local coach. And what this did, especially him being local and so good and passionate, that you kind of like, it's like you owe it to him. Like you're kind of, you know, some days you can kind of throw it like, yeah, you're doing it for him. And then when it came to posing, killed my pocket. I told my posing coach, like, listen, twice a week, because so I can't self-sabotage. So twice a week, I spent the money, and he worked my ass off getting me ready. And I fucked up. I did fuck up. But, like, he had me on there, like, I was just, like, the man. So, and then after I had everything like that set up, I told all my friends. My best friend signed up with me and actually competed, so that helped a lot. I told my family, and I got all the supplies, and I just put myself in a position where this is my life. Until it's done, this is the most important thing. And yes, I lost some friends, and yes, I got out of a relationship, but I don't regret anything. Honestly, I do not regret anything. I needed this. I needed to save myself because I was going nowhere. In my head, to me, I was going nowhere. I didn't care if I had a job. I didn't care about anything. I just needed a way to make enough money to make sure I was able to compete and do everything I needed to compete, food, etc. And that's it. Nothing else mattered except this. This year, 2018. This is the only thing that mattered to me. And it literally, literally saved my life in so many ways. This guy, so many ways. Like, honestly, you are the only person at the end of the day that can save yourself. There's nobody can save your life for you. Nobody. And, man, you have to be that person for you. Everybody can give you advice. Everybody can tell you what to do. All this stuff. You could go to therapy, which is honestly, it's a great thing. You should go to therapy. You could do whatever you want. But unless you save yourself, nothing's gonna work. Nothing's gonna work. I see so many people, year after year after year, they are in the same predicament. And they just, like, it's always blamed on all these outside sources. Or even if they know it's them, they just accept it. They accept that they accept they're a problem, and they accept it so much, the fact that, like, yeah, I do this. Like, this is me. So when you say, this is me, I do this, I am this, that's what you become. Are you crazy? Are you serious? Like, this is me. I become this. I become that. I do this. So now you have just labeled yourself. You are this now. What? You know how many times when I was on the Stairmaster, I said, I am the greatest. I am a champion. No one can stop me. Okay. I am a winner. I am confident. I am strong. I'm labeling myself with those things. I have become those things over time. I tell myself those every day, every morning, no matter what. There's been days where it's been hard and I've been negative and all that stuff, but I just made sure the positive outweighed. And just from, especially from the start of this prep, any negativity that was around me, I just avoided it. I ignored it. I walked away from it. And honestly, that's the best thing to do. We're not on this earth that long. I think the average is like 76 years, and I'm 26. It's like, what is that? Like a third of it already? That's crazy. Think about that. That if I'm lucky enough to get old, okay, first of all, the oldest person that's made it in my family has been 72 or 73. Okay, so that's my like cutoff. That's where I know, like, if things get, like, I'm lucky if I get anywhere to that. Now, just the oldest person in my family made it to 72 or whatever, but almost everybody dies way before. And so just knowing that if I am the luckiest out of my genetics and luck with life and the earth and just chance that I'll make it to 72, that I've lived a third of my life. I hope I'm doing the math right. But, right, yeah, 26 plus 26 plus 26. Yeah, so more than a third of my life. What? Just knowing that if you're my age, you've probably lived like 35% of your life? How crazy is that? If you looked at that shit at like a loading bar, and you see it loaded 35% and death was the 100%, what? It's almost done. Look how fast this shit went. Everything's going so fast. And you're gonna keep negative people in your life? You're gonna be negative? You're gonna do wrong things that hurt you and know hurt you, and you're gonna waste days and weeks on it? Are you crazy? Don't dwell on the past. You are what you are today. You have to deal with the repercussions of the past, yes. You have to accept that. Deal with what you fucked up in the past. But today is who you are. Okay, so what you do today is who you become tomorrow. A lot of these days I would eat my meals, I'm like, damn, this is for Jamal tomorrow. This is for tomorrow, Jamal. And I would tell myself, literally, sometimes when I would do certain things to help me out for the next day, I'd be like, damn, thank you yesterday, Jamal. That sounds retarded. But goddamn, it's so true. There was days I had to split my cardio because it was so long. And at one point, and I would wake up in the morning, and I had a choice. I could do my cardio however I want. So it's hard. Let's say it was an hour, right? It was always way much longer. If to split it, it was much longer. It was 90 minutes at least. So let's say 90 minutes. So I can go in there and do 30 minutes, and then at night I have to do an hour. I can go there and do 45 minutes. At night I do 45 minutes. I can go there and do an hour. At night I only have to do half an hour. You know? And a lot of times, like the first time I did like half an hour, and I had to do an hour at night, and I'm like, fuck you, morning Jamal, like, you really set me up. And I just always remember that feeling the whole time. And every time I went to the morning, I do as much cardio as I can. Sometimes I'd even finish. A lot of times I'd even finish. And by the night time came, I'd be like, oh my god, you are the man. Thank you so much. Like, you really helped me out. I'm talking to myself. That's how you gotta be. Help yourself. Help your future self. Your future self could be an hour. When you procrastinate, you fuck yourself up later, and then you're probably not gonna do this shit anyway. It's such a great feeling. It's such an amazing feeling to work on you and to do you and set yourself up, you know, set yourself up for success. Why would you put yourself around people that are keeping you down? Put yourself around people that are helping you. Because you stay around those people that are keeping you down, those people helping you are going to get fed up. And they're going to just walk away. And then what are you stuck with at the end of the day? Stuck with you and just a whole negative fucking whirlpool. Not worth it. I'm telling you. Do you keep yourself around positive people? People that care about you, over time, realize who they are. Because let's say you've been fucking up for 5 years. So you have to look back. If it was from 2010 to 2015, who was I with from 2010 to 2015? Am I with the same person that I'm fucking up with? Okay, so that's a problem. If you cut them off, honestly, is it an issue? What are they gonna, you don't hang out with me, you don't do this, bro? Why do you answer them? Why the fuck does it matter if you answer them? You were born on this earth by yourself. You're gonna leave this earth by yourself. You deal with your issues in your own head, and you give a fuck about somebody that's keeping you down, what they think? Fuck you, fuck them, fuck all that. Crazy? Why are you worried? Huh? Especially you're the type of individual that helps people that are all this like fucked up in this fucked up thing all the damn time. Okay, there's different situations now, but I have a friend that's like a complete bum, I don't think he's left the house in 3-4 years. Boom. And people still want to help him. Fuck him. Let him stay in his motherfucking room. You're not shit yet. You don't got it like that yet. Why are you worried about this guy? Because he's doing that much worse than you? Leave him alone. Fuck him. He wants to stay the same. Okay? Now, there's some people that, you know, you help and they don't really bring you down. But you're helping them. Some people that actually do try and do need constant support, help those people. Okay, but the people that don't want to help themselves, fuck them. Leave them alone. I have somebody in my life that they try. They keep trying, and I believe in them. They're going to fucking do it. And I always believe in them, no matter what. Because this person sets themselves up in bad situations and puts themselves around bad people. But when they don't, they excel higher than the fucking stars. It's just that they go in these ruts, and that's the type of person I want to help, because they do better than me, like way better than me in every way. And every positive thing they do, they do way better than me in every way. They're a way better person than me, much more compassionate, much more driven, much more motivated, much more hard working. That's somebody I can get behind. Okay? Because when you're down, I help somebody like that. Because when I'm down, that person helps me. Those are the kind of people you need around you, if you know, compared to the latter. But also positive people. I have a great group that also is doing very well. And they're working on their shit. And I see them one day on the weekend maybe, or 2 days on the weekend if we're lucky. You know? So that's it. All in all, I motherfucking competed. 200 and... Wait. I'm going to check it right now. Hold up. I'm going to check it right now. Give me a second. 293 days. It has been 293 days that I have set out this goal. And I worked on this goal. 293 days. I have fucked up some of those days. I was tired a lot of those days. I did not want to do it most of those days. But I did it every day. Day by day. Looking at the big picture. Look, a lot of these times I was in the Stairmaster, I thought of myself accepting the Olympia Award. I was past this competition. This is just something I needed to do to get me started. But I was past it. I did it, guys. I did it. Okay? Make a goal, man. It's Sunday. Sunday. Me and my friends yesterday, we tried going out. We went to the bars. We walked in. Literally, we walked in. We looked at each other. We're like, bro, they're young kids. Irresponsible. I don't feel right here. I feel weird. We sat outside. Looked at each other. And we're like, I swear on everything. We literally looked at each other. And we're like, I cannot wait for Monday. It is Saturday night. We're supposed to be partying and celebrating, getting fucked up. And we all said to each other, I looked at him, I'm like, man, one of my friends, I'm like, honestly, I can't wait for Monday. He's like, I know. I cannot stop thinking about the week. That's crazy. How bad I want Monday to come, because I wanna fucking grind. I wanna get places. Woohoo! We're so ready. Okay, so quick future plan. We are going to take, obviously, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, but I am one of the smallest guys that walked on that stage, even though I got second place. I'm just a monster like that. But we are taking 2019 and straight bulking. I am going to be 600 pounds. No, I'm kidding. It's going to be like 300 pounds. And I'm going to be a mass monster. Okay, all seriousness. So now we're going to take another year. Which is crazy. We're going to take 2019 completely bulk. All of 2019. We will probably taper off towards the end of 2019 a little bit. Start at a starter prep 2020. And shoot for the moon. Go all in 2020. And go hard for 2020. And hopefully, my main goal, I said it before, 2020, I want to stand up and be able to stand with these motherfuckers and compete with these motherfuckers. Because if I was half these motherfuckers, I would blew everybody out of the water. No offense to anybody. Everybody was great back then. Everybody was so, like, supportive to each other. Such a great sport. Amazing sport. You guys, everybody loves each other backstage. All the people I was competing against, we were in line talking so much shit to each other. It was so fun. But, you know, still here to compete. So my goal was 2020. I said it before. 2020, I want to stand up and be able to compete. I want to hold my own on stage. You never know what kind of progress I make. I could qualify for nationals in 2020. My main goal is in 2020 to win an overall. If I look national quality, I will do national. But mainly, 2020, try to go pro 2021 and try to shoot for the Olympia by the time I'm 30. Not hard. About a 4-year goal. I think it was 31, 32, if I'm not mistaken. I got to do the math correctly. I did my goal. I have everything set up. But I saw myself at the Olympia, I think it was 32, if I wasn't mistaken. What is it, 2019? 2018, I'm 26. So 4 years, would be 2022. Yeah, 2022 and on. April. So I'm not stressing it. I got a lot of things I'm working on in my life. A lot of things I'm going to build. I'm going to build within this industry. I'm going to build myself in other categories. And I got a lot going on. And I can't wait to organize all this. And I'm excited, guys. I'm going to take a couple more days mental break. Not necessarily where I don't do anything. Like today, I might not do much. Even though I want to, I'm going to take a step back and reflect. Tomorrow's going to be a huge reflect day for me because everybody goes to work and I don't work tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going to like clean my car. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to organize everything. I'm going to write some things down. I'm going to kind of map out next year and where I'm going to go on from here and how I'm going to handle my finances, because now it's time to build everything, you know? So the takeaway, I guess, guys, is I know I keep saying it, but it's honestly the answer. Write down the goal and go and just keep breaking it down until as much as you can and follow it. And just don't let nothing stop you. It does not matter what that goal is. Don't have to show anybody in the world. Okay? Like I said, guys, we don't have long on this earth. Whatever age you are, just think about how fast it went. Honestly, that's the best way to put it. I don't care if you're 25. You're 25 for 25 years past. Like, 25 years past is like a blink. That's crazy. I still remember walking into kindergarten. I still remember walking to preschool. I remember every one of my teacher's names. Okay, life goes by fast, and it's very short. You don't have to be intense about it. You don't have to do nothing. Okay? It's not that intense. All you have to do is write a goal, and you work towards that goal. Small steps. If you always fail at a goal, make the deadline a little bit longer, okay? Just a good rule of thumb. If you have a week goal, make it 2 weeks or a month. That's it. If your goal is to go to the gym, only go to the gym twice a week. Don't start five times a week. Go twice a week so it's easy. So you don't feel guilty about skipping it. That's it. Two times. So when you don't feel like going, be like, come on. Like, it's only two times. You know what? I can go two times. So that's what I want you guys to take away from it. So another thing I'm going to do is really organize the direction of this podcast. So this is going to be one of the last weird ones. I'm still going to do this style, but I'm also going to have a different style, which is more organized. So with that being said, we are going to make our movement, motherfuckers. Make your movement. All right? Let's get it twisted. Let's get it started. Make your movement. Only you could do it yourself. Only you could save yourself. Be your own hero. All right? Be that person, that movie. For you. Make your movement. All right? Get widow, get lost. Peace.